Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Oh, Sloppy Joes 2.0. Oh. If you don't know, get to know.
Get to know.
This is the second edition of our new look.
Feels quite similar, doesn't it?
It does.
But,
now, go on.
There's a lot of changes. A lot of changes afoot. First of all, what the hell's that?
We have got a brand new logo. I was going to say set then, which is exactly the same.
People saw it on Friday, but we had a guest, so we couldn't be like, aren't we like patting ourselves on the back? But we've got a new logo. It really explores your sort of 5 o'clock shadow, doesn't it?
It really does. I think he's been quite generous with my hair for the audio listeners.
Look how thick it is. That's Suns.
You look a little bit mental.
I look mental. Well, the eyes used to be even bigger.
Yeah.
And I asked for them to, can you smallify the eyes? And he has smallified them. So they are slightly smaller. But again, it shows my sort of, my Irish root.
It really does. And do you know what we didn't mention? For the first time since the start of the Sloppy Joes, Ethan's got his own one as well.
Ethan's got his own one.
Can we add that in now?
Look at that. Wow.
Wow. Ethan, how are you feeling, mate?
Oh, yes. Well, got me quiff in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My glasses. Mm-hmm. And a bit of stubble, which I didn't really associate much with me because it's not that impressive, my stubble, but it's nice to see it on a character. It makes you look like a bloke.
Yeah, and we had to tell him to cut out your wonky teeth at the start, and then he just made them nice at the end.
Oh, well, that's really kind of him. Thank you.
Also, you do have a stubble. You're very rarely clean-shaven these days.
Yes, that's because I use Manscaped.
I don't know.
Which sponsor the other channel that I work for.
They don't sponsor us, so we don't talk about them.
Oh, good. And also, throughout the show, you might hear jingles.
Oh, my God. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way to the top of the charts on Spotify.
It really is. So all these different little new features that we've got, I've got brand new jingles.
Listen out for that. And also, with that comes just an excitement, a giddiness. And if you want to join in on that goodness, if you want to become a top slopper, join the Patreon, Sloppy Joe's Patreon. What is it? Patreon.com/SloppyJoe's podcast. Yeah. The link is in the description. Go and check it out. Loads of extra content, early access to every single podcast as well, and the special features, Q&As, come down with me specials, all sorts of special features and content on there. So make sure you go and check it out. For, I'll tell you what, the price of only, 9 or 10 coffees.
It is indeed.
It's like one coffee, really.
And let's get into our 10K hunt. We need to get to 10K subscribers. We're nearly 8. I'm 28. But we're nearly 8K subs mentally.
Yeah.
Let's get to 10, Ethan. What would you do at 10K subscribers?
I've never tried cocaine before, Joe.
See?
Wow.
There's your Patreon special, okay? He digs into your mountain of cocaine that I've seen at your house.
There's
cookie
jar? There's no mountain of cocaine.
And I said, what's all this? Some Viennese whirls. Oh, it's not Viennese.
The reason why I don't do cocaine is look at me.
Yeah,
the cocaine diet is very famous in Hollywood. Do I look like I've been on that?
No, but do you know when you get to a certain point where you do so much cocaine that you can get hungry on cocaine? Like,
I've never done
Diego
that.
Diego Maradona. I'm not saying you have.
Diego Maradona got hungry on cocaine.
Yeah. Well, he was obese, wasn't he? At the point of.
What about Cocaine Bear, Joe?
Yeah, the film. That would be you. That's what you'd be known as if you started on
it. My nickname. I'm more of a cub at the minute, aren't I? Yeah. In the gay community.
No, I don't think so. I think
No, a bear is over a certain age.
It
has to be over, like, I think 35.
Do you know what I've just had there?
What?
My first cod liver oil burp. That's right. I've got a new fitness regime. So
with a brand new Sloppy Joes 2.0 comes a brand new fitness regime.
New year, same me.
What are you doing in your life at the minute, then?
Honestly, I couldn't be more glad that you've asked. Ever heard of knees over toes guy?
Right, so
we're in.
So
we're in.
We're in. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, folks.
Are you still mewing? It's so mad. Audio listeners, he's sort of pointing down his face. It doesn't look any better.
It doesn't look any better, does it?
It doesn't.
But it can take years to restructure the jaw and
face.
Years. Oh, sorry. Did you want a lifestyle or do you want a quick fix?
A quick fix.
Brought to you by Suns. But if you want to do something that, takes a long time, that can sort of change the structure of the head. It's going to take more than a day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what are you doing with yourself then?
Knees over toes, guy. So, have you ever heard of dunking a basketball? You've certainly never done it, but have you heard of it?
I've heard of Dunkin' Donuts.
Very similar thing. So instead of jumping up to the top shelf and getting Boston cream donut, another one of them. I'll pay at the end, don't worry.
What's that, going on?
So, I don't know. So instead of jumping up to grab the top Boston cream donut on the top of the shelf,
yeah,
you jump up with a basketball in your hand and you put it through the rim, but from above the rim. So the hand goes above the rim. We all know what dunking a basketball is. There's a guy called knees over toes guy, right? Who in his teens, in his 20s, terrible knee pain, surgery,
really?
Scar tissue out the wazoo, man.
Wazoo?
Out the wazoo.
Only you, ba-ba-dum.
Da-da-dum. He then researched and looked into why the knee was failing, okay? And now he can dunk a basketball. And I've
Brilliant.
Seen it online.
What, really? Wow.
So, yeah. So he's completely, his knee health has gone through the roof. And when I said that sentence to Lizzie, she walked out of the room. But I've had a bad knee. Do you remember at the Carabao Cup final? Take yourselves back to, I believe, February 2023.
Yeah.
Ethan James, it was one of the worst days of your life. Actually, no, it wasn't, because the Geordies were just happy to be there.
Yeah, happy to be there.
We're having a bath in a water fountain and down in London. What a
first bath at year.
First bath at for me, Geordie Lake. So they were just happy to be there. United, on the other hand, went to win, okay? And they did win.
Yes.
When that second goal went in, basically the one that sort of, it felt like took it away from Newcastle. Adam McCullough jumped on me and I fell backwards over my chair. And ever since that day, my knee has been fucked.
Really?
And we're over a year now.
Really?
I went to the hospital, not like the day of, but like I went to physio, which was at the hospital. He thinks I've torn my meniscus, or a partial tear of the meniscus.
He thinks?
Well, they didn't scan it.
Right.
Because it's NHS in it. They ain't got the time or the machinery for that. It's just some bloke who pulls it and goes, does that hurt? No, meniscus.
Do you feel nice?
It don't feel nice. So whenever I stand up, I can't crouch fully, and if I do, it pops. It makes like a popping noise. But it's never got any worse, but it's never got any better. So this guy is my new guru. So as of yesterday...
But you've not said a thing yet.
What?
You've not said anything yet.
In terms of?
You've just talked a lot at me.
Talked a lot at you, yes.
And I don't know what you're doing.
Talk a lot at you.
You're going toe over knee. Mm-hmm. What does it even mean, Joe?
Over knee, you're listening to his knees over toes.
Oh, he's a fucking dickhead. What's going on? What is going on then? Knees over toes.
Yes. So it's multiple different ways of putting, instead of strengthening the muscles around the knee like bodybuilding does or weightlifting does, you're strengthening the tendons and the stuff within the knee.
Yeah.
So backward sled pulls as of yesterday. That's the
yesterday.
Main one. I've just started. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Have 10 years experience or something? I've just started.
Yeah, well, I remember, Joe, it was about last year, you were telling me by this time next year, you're going to be eating 8,000 calories bulking out your head. Wow. And now you're doing knee over toe.
I'm so sorry. I had a traumatic leg injury that I've struggled to get over both physically and mentally. I'm so sorry about that. I've gone through arguably the worst time of my life.
No, you've not.
Health.
Your knee is not the worst time of your life. Stop doing shit like that.
So,
new year, new us.
So, I'm going to be dunking about. I'm 6'4". I googled it, and I should already be able to dunk a basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, if I've got an average jump, I could dunk a basketball. Now, if I've done it before, I can flick the bottom of the rim, but I can't get like over and in.
Yeah.
So, in a year's time, this is my promise.
Fucking hell.
I will be able to dunk a basketball. Not in a year, 5 years.
That's brilliant.
But hopefully, man, I just want my knee to stop popping every time I bend down. If anyone's got any tips on, like, training your meniscus health or whatever, we've got an audience, haven't we? People should help. His knees over toes guy, is he any good? Yeah. I heard him on a podcast and I saw him do a dunk and I went, that's me all over.
Oh,
yeah, that's me now.
That's
so
funny.
I'm going to be an expert on knee health from now on.
Well, congratulations. Tips, everyone round of applause.
Well done, Drew.
Thank you.
How are you thinking about that, Ethan?
Oh, well, it's great to hear. It's another regime for Joe. New 2.0... A new 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.0 for Joe, probably.
So what are you trying to say with that?
Just your commitment levels to try new things is brilliant.
It's a bit like the iPhone. Like, you think it's getting better, but it's probably not. You're just changing little things to make it... Like, I'm sure the app will bring out... Like, I'm thinking the next iPhone...
16.
...won't be as good. It'll change things around just so that the one after will be better.
Yeah. Well, that's what I am. The thing is, though, I've done all these things, and some of them I've stuck to. Like, I still, like, I have a cold shower every day.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, every time I shower. So if I don't shower, then I don't, obviously. But if I shower, then I have a cold segment at the end. to get to polish me off.
Is it really? Is it really good for you? I mean, I don't know. See the ice baths and stuff. Is I think it? That might be like in 20 years' time we figure out that was just as bad for you as smoking.
So you, instead of that, you start the day with 20 fags, don't you?
Yeah, no.
Because you say
a nice bubble bath.
Yeah, nice bubble bath.
When have we ever gone wrong with the
couple of
singies
in the bath, like something from Absolutely Fabulous? But so I do that. I try and wake up early, go to bed a bit earlier. I'm trying to do different things, but you feel the same. If I'm honest, I feel the same as I did 12 months ago.
Yeah.
Am I getting any better?
You're looking all right, yeah. Ethan, is he getting any better?
Do you know what I mean, though? Does anything change? Yes, I'm in a cold shower now, but am I happier than I've ever been? I don't know.
But you've got your media dome. How's that looking?
Oh, that is wicked, actually. Yeah, I got some new speakers for it. Got a little dial so I can switch between the Xbox, the laptop with the Spotify, and the PC. So depending on what I'm listening to, I can just flick it and then it's coming out the speakers. I love it.
Have you been ringing the bell much?
I ring the bell. Got Lizzie's bring rolled a couple of mandarins down the stairs.
Really?
And I got like a little turtle at the bottom. I'm loving it. How are you? Sorry about that. My knee health is paramount to this podcast.
What did I do? I unfortunately made my highlight of the... Well, not highlight of the weekend. My biggest story of the weekend was unfortunately making a kid, I don't know what age, piss themselves.
Is this that Guantanamo Bay fetish you've got?
No. I was on a train.
What?
I was on a train and I really needed the toilet.
Frontsies or backsies?
Backsies. To the point where I was getting on the train and there's 5 minutes to go and I was in a bit of it.
5 minutes to go to what?
Till the train takes off. It's at Piccadilly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think to myself, what's going on here? Like, I'm stunned a little bit because that door, the automatic electric door for the toilets is not working. So I in my head, I'm going, I don't think I can stay on this train for 20 minutes to get to Stockport. But my God, I hope that there's a little bit in the engine for the driver that's not just turned on yet, then allowing me...
Yeah, to... like they've not like switched all the electrics on yet. Yeah.
So here's what I can do. I can get off the train, can go to the toilet, then I can wait for about another 25 minutes to get on another bit to Stockport.
Yeah.
Or train. I can pray. And my God, did I pray?
Pray what? For the engine to turn on?
So then 5 minutes went, boom. And now at this point, there's a family that's come on and there's a kid. It's like, man, I need a wee. I'm at the door, right?
Are you looking at him going, oh,
sorry. No, my head. I'm not.
You're just pretending you're not seeing it.
I've got my headphones on. I'm focused on that door light. And when it goes off, boom, I'm straight in there. Anyway. So it transpires that my thinking and my... exiting.
Stinking.
Took that long that a kid needed the toilet and I was in there for that long that it pissed itself outside.
It.
Oh.
Hey.
I could just hear tears. No. I could hear crying.
What are you doing at that?
What I'm doing is I'm quickly clearing myself up, cleaning myself up, and here's my plan. Like, it's like a fucking game now. Because, like you said, I can't come out, but I have to because I want them to get into the toilet. So you've got those doors that go slide open. So I'm going to look like the bad guy, aren't I? No matter what.
You're going to look like Darth Vader as that door opens.
So God forbid anyone recognise me. So I've just got the zip-up jacket all the way up, hood on like that, headphones on, and as soon as it goes, I'm going to be out and turn. And my God, did I turn. What are you looking out for? What would you have done?
Coming out looking like...
Oh, would you have said sorry?
Terrorist.
Huh? A terrorist? Oh. Take that back. And look,
why are you covering your face up like you've done a crime?
I don't want to be seen. There you go. Don't want to be seen.
Right.
I don't want to see as the person who's caused this carnage.
Balaclava on.
Apart from that, went to the Alex for some food on Saturday. That was great. I'm helping some friends out with a croquette business.
Yeah, what is this?
What do you mean?
French golf?
The croquette boys.
What is that?
The boys.
What is that, though, really?
So there's a group... Well, there's two lads, Chris and Cam, or Cam and Chris, how do you want to say it?
Chris and Cam.
They love croquettes, but like the Spanish traditional way, where it's bechamel sauce, so it's not like potatoes.
So what is a croquette then? Because in my head, it's like basically a hash brown, but in like a tube.
Yeah, it's like a tube, but it's filled with all sorts. They've got chorizo and honey, they've got a carbonara one, they've got a cauliflowered one, they've also got a garlic and herb one, and it's just these really delicious bites of croquettes. Stick them in your mouth and you're away.
So what, they come in like a little tray?
You can either get servings of two for a couple of quid or you can get a flavouring of
one. How big are they?
Quite big, chunky.
Are they?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, and also, they're very rich.
Are they?
And very delicious. You might be looking and going, oh, I'm going to have to get loads here, but you're not. Soon as you've had like three or four,
that's good. What you should do as well is for new business, make sure anyone who's going to buy from them knows to only not spend a lot.
Yeah, but listen, if you come in, because I'm doing this has already been out. I'm doing a pop-up at the Alex pub near me. So I'm taking over the front yard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Flying away. Anyway, I'm just there to help them out because, you know, I've always wondered what it's like to run a food business. And instead of starting one from scratch, I'm just going to help out and learn. Then maybe one, like for once, for instance, if me and you wanted to open a cafe one day, didn't we? The Slobber Joe's Cafe. We can't just do it.
No.
We need to learn.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when we started this, this wasn't our first rodeo in the world of like YouTube, was it?
Yeah.
You knew what you're doing with thumbnails. Ethan was. Yeah. You know, we knew what we were doing.
Yeah, he was.
So if I ever do it in the future, the Croquette Boys, I'm there to learn.
That's good, that.
You'll love it. I'll bring them in 9 out of 10. I'd hate it if I brought them in. Actually, you know, you'll never try them.
Bring them in on a Friday.
You'll never try them.
1 out of 10, baby. I'm only joking. They sound really good.
You love them.
I think as well, your life is amazing, isn't it? Do you appreciate it, do you think? Because we were talking before and you were talking about, because we've got the 9 out of 10 club here.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, oh, do you want one? Or he's like, I'll just have a couple of bites because I'm eating too much with my work. Do you realise how incredible your life and work is?
But,
do you realise that?
I've worked hard to build this.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not.
Yes,
I do appreciate it.
Do you?
But I've grafted a lot. I've done a lot of crazy shit in my time.
Oh, yeah.
To be at a point where I can start an all right food channel.
What's the craziest shit you've ever done?
I was thinking about this the other day. One of my craziest stuff I've ever done in my life was at like 1 a.m. in the morning, work for BBC 5 Live.
In the morning.
And we used to take the NFL live on the radio. And I had to listen to the output 1 minute ahead of everyone else in the UK. So that when the radio station we took the output from in America went to an advert, I could jot down the exact time and the person in control obviously adds a minute on. So say I hear an advert at 30 seconds past 10, they know that at 30 seconds past 11 to dip the output. I once fell asleep. And a Coca-Cola advert went out on the BBC. Coca-Cola, fresh! And then everyone was like, what? Must have missed it.
Sorry, I thought Coca-Cola was the name of the presenter. I thought that was one of the players.
But then I used to go home at 4. I'd be back up again at 7, getting into Key 103, which was another station. I used to do the pots for them. Are you grafted? So, yeah, I do know the life's a bit wild at the minute. But there's a long way to go.
Is there? What's next?
Stopper Joe's 2.0.
Stopper Joe's 2.0
getting this
great.
Another level.
That is looking great, isn't it?
Cracking on.
Do you know what I mean?
Getting the Croquette Boys up and running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When are you going to start your own food van? Food.
That's
truck,
what I mean, I'm
restaurant.
Learning. We're going to start a Sloppy Joe's Cafe.
A Sloppy Joe's Cafe.
I think... Oh. I also saw a really good... Do you know the guy in The Bear? Have you seen The Bear?
Yeah.
He did a
Looks
really
like Willy
good...
Wonka, doesn't
he? He did a really good Sloppy Joe's the other day.
On what?
Like a recipe for it on his TikTok.
Did he?
Phenomenal.
Was it?
Phenomenal.
So, Sloppy Joe's Cafe, we probably have to serve Sloppy Joe's, don't we?
Yeah, but... But we'll just make them really good.
But just like bacon sandwiches and that.
Yeah. We've got a new sponsor, Joe!
Hey!
This is very exciting as the Sloppers welcome Surfshark.
Hello, Surfshark. I like surfing. I like sharks.
Imagine if you saw a shark surfing.
On a surfboard. Well, that's basically what you get with Surfshark VPN, isn't it?
Now, for those who don't know, Joe, the words VPN, what does it mean and why is it so bloody good?
If I'm honest, I don't know what the letters mean, but I do know what it means. It means online internet security.
Yes.
Not just do you get extra security, your IP address isn't being tracked 24/7 like it is normally.
Mm-hmm.
You also get access to loads of great content when you're not in the country that you're from.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
When you go on holiday and you want to watch a bit of Premier League football, when you go on holiday, actually, that new thing out on Netflix, it's out first in America. Maybe let me just... change my country, nip over to America and watch it there. No strings attached.
This sounds pretty bad, but I always like to use VPNs for reality shows when I'm away.
Yeah.
I did. I was in England for a lot of the time whilst I was sunbathing in Spain, watching Love Island.
You're in Spain, but your laptop was in England.
It was indeed.
It's beautiful.
Yes. the Sloppy Joes have got an incredible offer for you. A coffee-priced offer. Ooh. You know what I mean? And we love our coffee.
Oh, God.
Do we? And do we? We have got 81% off for you sloppers and up to 3 months free if you want to join with Surfshark. All you got to do is look at this.
Ooh.
A little website for you to visit.
Beautiful.
It is. Let me get this right. Surfshark.deals/sloppy. And also, Joe, how amazing is that offer? But there is no risk in trying Surfshark. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. 30 days is one more than 29.
That's unbelievable. That's February on a good year. And you get longer than that.
Are you
joking, man?
This is what you need to know. Surfshark are amazing new sponsors, and we've got a deal for you, sloppers. So go and make the most of it now. The link is in the description. And our code is what, Joe?
Surfshark.deals/sloppy.
Ethan, how have you been, mate? You got a lot of gossip coming on. You've got to be to Canterbury. You've been blocked from WhatsApp.
Yeah, kicked out of WhatsApp.
What was this for then? Spreading what stuff off the dark web?
It was for being a spam account.
All right, what does that mean?
I've long said that.
What does being a spam account mean? It means, I think, being untrustworthy, untrue.
Yep.
Designed to manipulate others.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And yeah, I just guess that's
was the
me
one
now.
Incident in particular that tipped you over the edge, or
why? I made a group chat. That's what got me gone.
What was it called?
It was called Sloppy Joe's sponsorship opportunities or something like that.
That's but wordy, isn't it?
He then sent that group chat out to everyone in his contacts list. Please, will you pay us to do our podcast? Is what he was doing.
Well, yeah. So I made it, and then immediately, I don't know if it was a divine intervention or to suggest
it
that
just
was
WhatsApp HQ, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if it had deeper reason. Maybe it didn't want us to explore monetary opportunities because it's just a good old, genuine, hard-working, entertaining podcast. And we don't need ads. We just need passion.
Elbow grease.
Help me, passion. So you're back on now?
Oh, yes, so let me back in. I appealed the decision.
Oh, good man. Yeah, good man. You got this.
Was there a point where you felt like, do you know the people in the past who've gone into sort of political exile? Yeah. You know, like Salman Rushdie? Yeah. I had to sort of stay home.
Who's
after
the guy who WikiLeaks?
Yeah, Julian Assange.
Assange.
Did you? Yeah. Who's the other one? The Edward Snowden.
Snowden.
These people who release sort of controversial.
Scissorhands.
No, that's a different. That's just a different thing. That's fiction. Did you feel for a minute like a kind of a sort of cultural and political messiah almost, that you dare to do the thing that that the establishment just couldn't handle?
I would more so go down the route, Drew, that it was a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
Because I had to.
I think
just
it was that. I think for Assange living in the embassy for 6 years, that was a pain in the arse as well. Very similar.
You just couldn't create a WhatsApp group.
You can relate to him.
Well, I just had to message everyone saying I've been banned from WhatsApp, and every single person would ask me as to why. So yeah. I feel like people would just trust that it was an innocent mistake or anything, but people really do have these presumptions about me now. But
I think much more highly of you than I ever did.
Yes,
the idea that WhatsApp as a company had to shut this guy down.
You're a rebellion.
It's the most rock and roll thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What else you been up to?
Well, great question. Went to Canterbury.
You love it down there, don't you?
No.
Right. You should do, because that's where your girlfriend lives.
Well, I love seeing her, but the Canterbury itself isn't.
And this was Valentine's Day as well, wasn't it? You were catching up. You know, how did it go?
Well, I was getting myself down there.
Oh, and then where?
What? Start at the beginning
crikey
of the night. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
God forbid.
I know it's Valentine's Day, but you don't have
to. You don't even speak anymore.
I know. Just wait.
Straight down.
Tell us about what the night that led to that.
Oh, sorry, Jarvis. I misunderstood the question. Yeah. So I was
blimey,
getting the bloody train down.
Ooh, is that God, is that what you bloody train? Oh, stop it! Stop it now! That too far.
Oh dear. Well,
so she's on the period.
No, she's not.
Oh, God, sorry.
Well, I guess none of your business.
Depends when you watch it.
Very well done, Ethan, there.
Yeah.
Go on then. So you got the bloody train down and, you, and you're heading down south.
South, yes. And then I get to Canterbury.
Oh, there you do.
The big C.
That deserves a round of applause.
Well done, Ethan.
That deserves a round of applause.
Right.
Oh, anyway. Brilliant. Right, you're in Canterbury. What happened?
Well, get down to Canterbury and I'm going, the woman next to you on the train is standing there and she's got flowers between her legs. And I think, bloody hell. Mean,
fucking hell. She's got flowers between her legs.
Why are you so romantic
you're
about
so
the vagina?
Bloody hell. Woo! I love that.
No. I was thinking.
Two lips.
No.
That's two lips.
That's so good.
That is so childish. I'm really sorry.
Stop
to
it.
All of our
because we do.
Friends.
Yeah.
So there's a woman who's got flowers between her legs. Is she stood up with just holding them there like she's about?
She
to
a magician? She's gonna like keep pulling different ones out?
No. Stop. We said that's enough.
Yeah. Well, you can be a magician about pulling stuff out. Okay. Just between her legs.
Oh yeah.
No, she was simply stood on the train because it was quite crowded. Was holding the flowers so she could use her hands.
Yeah.
Holding the flowers between her legs.
Yeah.
And I thought, bloody hell, flowers. I need flowers.
Bloody hell, flowers.
So
yeah.
I went off to get some flowers when I got to Canterbury because I didn't want them to be all scrumpled on the train.
Fuck me. Scrumpled.
So I got the flowers and I also thought I'd treat her to some nice chockies.
Aww.
So I got the Terry's chocolate orange truffle ones.
Ooh, they are nice.
Never had them.
Very
Fiver.
Oof. Fiver? Christ.
Oof, God. Yeah. So, 15 quid's worth of chocolate and flowers. It was good quality stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the most you can spend on chocolate and flowers.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets more than that.
And she was delighted with these because she didn't expect any Valentine's gifts, but there I was.
Says a lot.
Chocolate and flowers in hand. And then I had some of the chocolate oranges.
You
they were
did?
Delicious. Oh, yes.
Why did you have them?
Oh, they're my favourite.
No, but they're for her.
Yes.
Did she get you anything?
Hey, wait a sec. Who ate the first one?
She did.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, good. Well going there.
He's done well.
Did you get anything, Ethan?
No. Well, we agreed not to, but I just thought I'd play my part.
He's learning,
he's
isn't he?
He's loving it.
I bet she loved that, didn't she?
She was very grateful.
Great.
And then we went on a night out, you see, so it was meant to be the winter ball, but none of the students, they all went on, they went on strike against it because they decided it was too much money, £48 per person. Oof. Which was quite expensive.
What do you get for that?
Yeah, what do you get for that? Yeah. It depends, you get three courses.
Well,
yeah,
you can get three croquettes for that.
You know what, it's a good question. I think they were so gobsmacked by the £15 price rise from last year. Oof. That they just said, no, not for us. So they all went out, dressed up lovely, and I was wearing my nice shirt and trousers. And then anyway, we went to the club, and we come back. Me and Manisha come back, and in classic Manisha style, she said, I forgot to bring out my keys. So we stood out there, stuck outside.
Well, you locked yourself out
the locked, flat? Locked herself. I told her before we left, bring your keys, and she forgot. So we stood out there, so we walked around the back of the house, we're looking at the windows, everything's closed, and I'm like saying, I was really cross because I said, remember it before.
It's good. Make sure you teach her a lesson. Because obviously, when someone makes a mistake, what they need is for their boyfriend to really sort of hammer that.
But it was cold, Joe. It was late in the morning.
He had his best shirt on.
Yeah. I had my best shirt on. I was a little bit.
What time is this?
Like 12:30.
Okay. Big night.
Big night. And so anyway, I walked around all cross because she was saying, she was going, I'll get a taxi there back in here. I was like, all right. And then I looked. The latch on the kitchen window was positively erect.
No, that's not what they call latches, but you just wanted to say erect, which is great.
And then I said, I'm going to go for it.
Yay! Lads, how big is the window? Talk to me, scale, size, height off the ground.
So I'd say probably above the ground, It was a bit of a
got that bit.
Yeah, I assumed it was above the ground. Because do you know the concept of a window underground? Doesn't exist, obviously. So
famously.
It's above the ground, yeah. So how far above the ground?
I'd say 7 foot.
Right. And nice. How big is the window?
But there's a bush in the way.
Okay. And how... And I'll say it again for
that one
time.
With the flowers
how
is back.
How big is the window?
I'd say... well, the window is like a landscape window, but it opens up into two parts, one on the left, a centrepiece which doesn't open, and the right bit which also opens. So just the left bit was open. So I had to put my shoulders together a little bit.
Oh, God. So it's quite small, yeah. I wouldn't do it, would I? I wouldn't be able
to. Oh, no,
would
no.
I get in through it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh,
fuck off. There's not much difference.
I'm bigger than him.
Yeah. Well... Anyway, I got a little, Misha gave me a little push, and off I went through, broke the blinds.
No!
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
That's a cost, isn't it?
Yeah. I did kind of fix them. I put them up in the way, so I think when the next person knocks it, it'll be their fault now.
Yeah, good lad.
Yeah. And I made it in, so my mood lifted ever since then.
Unbelievable.
I felt a lot more positive. And a great night. We also, when we dressed up, and everyone looked fantastic, we'd done the pre-drinks and Wetherspoons.
Classic.
So it looked
you
very classic.
You love a Wetherspoons,
yeah.
Don't you?
Oh,
where
yes.
There's a spoons, there's a way.
Yes,
is your
there
motto,
is indeed.
You absolutely love it. What was Wetherspoons called? Was it one of those ones with a fancy name that sort of tries to represent something about the local area?
I think it's Thomas and Goldby or there something.
What the hell does that mean?
It's a man.
It's a man. Would you ever take us to Canterbury?
No.
Why?
Why?
Shy.
Who is?
I'm not shy.
Both.
What about Mark? Is he fuming still?
Both of us are shy.
I haven't seen Mark since.
What are the rumours
Mark
saying?
Two,
he's fuming,
Ford Escort Mark 2.
No, the guy who's got a brother called Mark.
Yeah. We called him Mark 2, didn't we?
Oh, I thought you said something about Ford Escort then.
Yeah, but it was Mark.
Oh, cool.
Well, I don't think he was ever happy. I've not seen him since. He's a good guy. And that's what we all could do at the end of the day, just be good people. That's what I say.
I'm really happy for you. So how's Manisha just generally? Is she okay?
Oh, really well, really well.
We haven't met her in a while. We haven't seen her in ages.
Ah, she's well.
Isn't she? There's a Mark situation.
Is she pissed off at us for that?
Do we cause murder in Canterbury for some reason?
No, it was her fault because she showed all her mates it, so she has to take responsibility as much as I do.
Mm. Has she taken responsibility?
No.
I love it.
Right, welcome to a new feature called Top 3!
It is time for this fucking class feature. The Top 3.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
4, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
The Top 3.
This all inspired. It was inspired by, well, the top three best things.
Yeah.
Which we did on an episode once, and Ethan's top three best things were.
It was tits, booze, and the football.
Tits, booze, and the football. Yeah. So each
so inspired
week,
by that.
Yeah.
We're gonna do one every single week where we bring in our top three things, and then we discuss it, and you discuss it in the comments. What are your top three things? Based on Ethan's list, I've picked basically one of those three things.
Nice.
Top three, pints.
Pints.
Ooh.
So you're getting something in a glass, a pint full of summit. What are your top three? Now, there's a lot of conjecture, a lot of talk about this. If we just spoke to you 18 months ago, there is no way Guinness was making this list.
No way Guinness was making this, but it is in. Sean, why don't you give them our list?
Well, let's start with you, Joe.
Okay.
What are your top three pints?
I'm going to go from 3, 2, 1. 3, Peroni. 2, Guinness. 1, Moretti.
Oh,
beautiful.
You like the little man with the hat on, don't you?
I love the little man with the hat. I love how happy he is knowing that I've just bought a delicious pint of Moretti.
Obviously, Guinness, I get it, whatever. 1 and 3 are basically the same on your list, aren't they?
Nope.
Moretti and Peroni. They're the same thing.
Just because they both end in an I.
Well, they're both sort of similarly priced, similarly strengthed, similarly tasting lagers.
But what do you want from me? If they're the two best, then surely they're...
Do you think they are?
No. If they're, right,
Moretti. Birra Moretti. That bloke with a hat on.
Are you mad?
Are you mad?
It's a fucking delicious pint.
But it's not really, is it?
No. It is?
No. Ethan?
No.
What are yours then? Here we go.
No. Birra Moretti.
Fucking hell. Brown
that?
Ale.
No, Moretti is a poor choice.
Yeah.
Peroni, is the only beer that makes me physically ill.
Yeah, because you can't hack it because you're a pussy.
No, no.
Go on then, what is your three?
Too much wheat, I think.
Too much wheat,
of course it is.
Top three pints, Ethan.
Fucking hell. They're all made of wheat.
Number three.
Yeah, that's true.
Camden Pale.
Oh, ooh. What a fucking hipster we've got on our hands over
here. What was this lad about?
In number two, an oat milk flat white.
No, Heineken, number two.
Heineken? And I'm getting slagged off for Ray.
Say he's number one.
You're a disgrace.
Number one is the Guinness.
Yeah, number one is the Guinness.
Guinness is going to feature heavily, isn't it?
Oh, you're not slagging him off? Heineken in at number
Heineken
two.
Heineken, shit. No, Heineken's garbage. Heineken, and I can tell you this for a fact, is the most refreshing pint on the market.
For a fact.
Nah, you're not.
I can tell you this for a fact.
You don't know what these facts are. Who are the facts?
I tell you for one.
For why?
The World Cup in 2022, when Heineken done those, the different countries on the glass, and just that good vibe of watching the World Cup and a nice cold Guinness from the fridge.
Wait.
Fantastic.
So your favourite Heineken is a Guinness from the fridge?
Did I say Guinness?
Yeah, you did. You, my friend, your list is... Dinada.
Your list is garbanzo.
Your list wanted to be Guinness, didn't it?
Yeah.
And fair play.
Heineken's fantastic.
Yeah, you bollocks. Fantastic, right, come in. Here we go.
Crisp.
What do you mean, here we go?
So
what's
we've never heard of in number three?
Lowenbrow.
Lowenbrow. You've never...
You don't dislike Lowenbrow. Lowenbrow is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Lowenbrow, my ass.
Have you ever had it?
Never.
Right, so how do you know shit then?
What, is it £7 a pint from
It's not, it's a
someone's
lager.
Back shed.
It's a lager.
It's this place.
I'll be spraying you from my back shed in a minute.
Go on then, what's next?
Number two is Guinness.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, what's number one?
We need to talk about Guinness in a sec. And number one, the best pint, the most thirst-quenching pint, the most delicious pint, the cheapest pint, a lovely pint. Of tap water is
you can't get near it. Tap water in there. So your list is number three. Lumber. Something we've never heard
it's
of.
A lager.
We can't
it's
even
a
tell you
lager.
If it's nice or not.
Well, it is
number two. Yeah, we get it. But number one, water.
Water is the best pint. Water can't be beaten. A nice cold pint of water with some frozen water in it.
And maybe
ice.
Maybe some Robinsons in there.
Yeah, Robinson's.
Well, now it's cordial.
All right, then.
Much better.
All right, you know, I think we can all agree cordial's the best pint.
Yeah, we've all gone for that. So cordial.
Cordial, one. Guinness, two.
And lager, three.
Lager.
There's your top three. Although I do need to talk about Guinness. We need to talk about Guinness just quickly. I don't want to say fraud. I love Guinness. I think it's delicious. I think this whole thing about rating the Guinness, how much it sticks to the glass, the dome on the top, how long they leave it to sell. They do a good Guinness, they do a bad Guinness. This is the best Guinness in there. No Guinness in England can be as good as a Guinness in Ireland. It's all fucking bullshit.
No.
It's nonsense.
I'll tell you why.
It is nonsense.
I'll tell you for
Go
why.
Go on then, why?
Are you a part of the Guinness community page on Facebook?
Yeah, a load of fucking losers who pretend that drinking Guinness
is
out of a plastic cup is inherently worse than
it. Doesn't mean it.
It's bullshit. You're all bullshit. You're all sucking yourselves off. Guinness,
Joe,
you can have a bad pint of Guinness. I'm not denying that. But this whole thing of like, here's a question for you. Guinness is made in Dublin, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So a Guinness made and drank in Dublin, I understand why that would be great. Freshest, quickest, whatever. Manchester is closer to Dublin than the far southwest of Ireland is. So it would take less time for a pint of Guinness to get from the Dublin factory in Dublin to Manchester.
Sorry, how quick are you driving on the road from Dublin to Manchester? You've got to get on a fucking ship.
Yeah, for what? 25 miles.
Do you know how long those ships are?
Do you know how bumpy the roads are down to the southwest of
Ireland? Have you ever been on the sea? You mad?
What?
The sea's rocky.
Yeah, but not necessarily.
No. You're not flying a keg straight from the airport, landing in Manchester, are you?
What I'm saying is, it's just as quick and just as rocky and bumpy as it is to get to
the Irish Sea is deadly.
Not always.
Would you swim it?
No.
But you'd walk the roads.
I also would.
You'd walk the roads, wouldn't you?
From Dublin to the southwest of Ireland.
Cherry bit. One of us walks the west of Ireland, one of us swims the Irish Sea.
The point I'm making is, it doesn't take a long time for a pint of Guinness or a keg of Guinness to get from Dublin to Manchester. It doesn't. It's not necessarily being chucked all over the place, chucked about, whatever. Why would a pint of Guinness served in Manchester necessarily be worse than one served anywhere in Ireland. Why is that? Why would that be the case?
I don't know.
Because it's false. This whole thing, you can't touch a pint as good as you can in... It's not even real. It can't. It cannot
be real. But it can
be real
a little bit. It can be real a little bit.
Why it must be the case that a pint of Guinness served in Ireland is necessarily better than one served in England.
True.
Or anywhere else in the world. I get a big flight to America, that takes time, whatever. But it still only takes 8 hours.
Okay.
True. You've got the Guinness Community Facebook page all wrong.
Go on then.
It's not about the pints.
What is it about?
It's about the tits.
It's just
people posting pictures of their great pints whilst leaning over the pint, and they get a load of likes.
Yeah, they do actually.
Just honestly, in the comments, please let me know why this
whole...
There's this whole sort of show around Guinness. You pour it, you must let it settle. You can't... I would bet you right now, Joe... If I pour two pints from clean lines, regularly used, whatever, you know, there's things that make a decent pint, obviously, yeah. How cold it's stored, all that. But let's say it's hitting all those criteria. If I poured you a pint of Guinness that was poured, start to finish in one motion, put on the bar, left to settle, and then I poured one 3/4 of the way, let it settle, then topped it up, let them both settle, you would not be able to tell the difference.
I think you've lost a lot of respect. You would lose your head a little bit.
And no one can convince me otherwise. Let me know in the comments.
Right, we don't have long because we got to get towards Ethan's brand new feature. Sounds like this.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Ethan, do you want to announce it?
Oh, yes. This wasn't my idea, but by demand, Ethan's Film Club has returned.
Whee!
Oh, yes, isn't that exciting?
By popular demand.
By popular demand. And listen, I was having a think what yous would like to hear about film-wise and what I've experienced. And the most recent film I've watched, and I've just begun to realise this, I've always said it's my favourite film, but I've never watched it all the way through.
No way. Your favourite film of all time, you've never seen the end.
It's his conception video, and he can't get through it without finishing.
Yeah.
So that's why he's never watched the whole thing.
I've watched the whole
thing. He's written that down, he's cutting that out.
No.
He's adding in a bit.
Oh, he's adding in a bit. Yeah, could put a clip of that in. This is Ethan's mum and dad. Oh.
Listen, the thing is... I always said this because it's iconic. Yeah. And I've seen a bit of it. I used to think it's great. And people used to say, what about that scene? And I used to go, I don't even know if I've seen that scene. But you love it. It's Forrest Gump.
Oh, how nice.
But bloody hell, you forget what's going on, don't you? So I watched a bit of it the other day.
So if you're still the same, you say you watched a bit, but you didn't watch all of it?
Well... I didn't see it from the start, but I've seen the start before, so now I think I've pieced it all together now.
This is crazy.
I've never known a human being...
This is crazy.
Never known a human being say that their favourite film is a film that they have never seen all the way through. That is incredible. That's unbelievable.
But it is. Like, you rewatch it, it's like a new film every time.
Yeah, because you've not seen it. It literally is a new film.
So what is it that you love about it, then? What's your review?
Then? Give us the review. Kermode.
I had to think about it. I think it's actually pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's... Like, seriously, we all go, oh, what a lovely film. At the end, you see the feather floating away and you think, oh, God, isn't that innocent and nice? But actually, the reason that feather's there is because something's been killed along the way. Do you know what I mean? Like, let me put it simple. That
Please do, put it simple.
Please do.
That lass, Jenny...
Yeah.
Oh, fucking bitch. Awful. Awful. Oh, one of the worst. I used to really like... What a manipulator. He's not a clever man, is Forrest. And
that's Mr. Gump to you.
Mr. Gump. He's not the cleverest of men, even though he's one of the most spectacular of... She took advantage of him. And do you know what she does at the end? Oh. She sleeps with him. Right?
So far, so good.
He doesn't know that he's got a child for years and years. As soon as she's dying, we think from AIDS, He's, hold on. Just says he has a child.
Hold on.
Is that true?
I don't remember that bit. We think from age.
Well, they don't say.
Are you a doctor?
Well, they don't say she's got a disease that's killing her, but obviously she slept around a lot in the 60s.
Wait a sec.
Wait, he's not.
When you say we think from AIDS, who is we?
I think, well, not many.
You and the Guinness Club.
Not many common diseases kill young people that age, and we know she liked to get herself about.
Ethan,
you can't say that.
No, you can. Why? It was the 60s.
What? When AIDS didn't exist?
70s, 80s.
No, that's 20 years, man. That's a 20-year swing.
Well, listen.
So, right, she's dying, and then what happens?
She then dumps that kid on him, the one from that Santa Claus film, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if it's his kid, then...
Why didn't she tell him earlier, though? That is a good
point. Exactly. Why didn't she tell him earlier?
And also, this whole film is about a lad potentially with learning needs.
Yep.
Learning needs?
Yeah. Learning difficulties. Basically, going to war, being kind of pushed around into loads of different political situations, having sex, not being told about his kid... He's a spectacular man, but he is taken advantage of by a lot of people in that film, isn't he?
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, I can't wait for Ethan James's film reviews.
But what a great film still, I think.
How many Ethans out of 10?
Are we doing it on pairs still? Is it out of 5 this segment?
Okay, do how many Ethans out of 5?
Was it not pairs of vans?
No, it's going to be little Ethan faces. Your new little logo. How many little Ethan heads is it out of 5?
It's a great film, isn't it?
It's your favourite film.
I think it's been looked at the wrong way for.
It's his favourite. It's his favourite film in the world. And he says it's been looked at the wrong way. 4.
Wait, oh, we're doing it out of 10?
No, it's out of fucking 5.
4.
4 out of 5.
We're in the films. We're in the mood to show Ethan the best films ever to try and find another film that out-trumps, obviously. What? Forrest Gump. Get into the comments. What should he be watching?
Yeah, perfect.
Joe and Ethan, it's time for this.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely,
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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
We have no idea how long the jingle lasts for. Anyway, it's time for the 9 out of 10 club.
Hey! 9 out of 10 club. This is one that I don't know if we've had it as an object before, but there's a specific version of this object, which is an undeniably world-class food.
Really?
Undeniably world-class. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
So I'll just tell people 9 out of 10 club is the best food on the market.
Stuff that's, you know, 10 out of 10 is a... I don't know if anything's 10 out of 10, truly. There's always a weakness. There's always a flaw. But for me, something that is absolutely as good as it gets as a food, the burrito. Mexican. Rice, wrap, meat, guac, sour cream, cheese, salsa.
Bread.
Not bread. There's no bread in it. What more could you, what more could you want? Now, this one in particular is the Pancho's burrito, which is located...
Yeah, you've gone to the best one.
...in the Arndale Market in central Manchester. But this one, for me, is their best burrito.
And which is it?
It is their lamb burrito.
Nice.
Which a lot of people will have never had before. So this is their lamb burrito. They've given us some complimentary chips, which I quite like. I'm really happy about that. Chips as in like tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips.
Not potato chips. But I'm just going to get stuck straight in. Give me your general thoughts on the burrito as a concept.
It's done.
What?
Burritos are done. It's shit. It is shit. Burritos are shit. They're dead. It's dead. The rice in the burrito takes away a lot of the flavours. Just have a wrap. The rice is not needed. Rice in bread is not needed. It's not like chips in bread. It's not like that.
It's not bread.
It's a wrap. It's still bread, isn't it? What makes up a wrap? Flour, water, shit like that. For me, it's nice, but it's not. It's been tried and done, and all you go to now is places where you've got little add-ons and stuff will charge you 11 quid for what essentially is rice and a bit of meat. I don't like it. I don't like burritos. I mean, I honestly think putting the rice in there kills it. Do you like them?
Are you joking?
Give us a bite of it. Give us some rice. What are you saying? You finished?
Have a bit of that.
Look at it. Look at it. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's tangy.
Look, everyone's like,
it's
oh, my
spicy,
God. Look,
it's rich. It's meaty. It's smoky. There's no way you don't think that tastes absolutely fucking delicious.
It's a great bite of food.
Right.
Well, it's not my favourite.
I can't believe
it. Oh, it's a bit too smoky
it.
Now, actually.
What do you mean too smoky? Who are you fucking...
I'll get it right.
Who are you, Rishi Sunak, trying to ban people smoking?
A bit of nerve, aren't
I? Ethan?
Oh.
This isn't Stuff Ourselves Club.
Oh, is it not? I've been watching you too long. Anyway...
He hates me today, doesn't he?
Nah,
what's going on with you, Ethan? What's your beef with me?
He's fighting back.
I think it's lamb. Is it lamb, Drew?
Mm-hmm. It's not beef.
I think... Listen. Is there better things in the world than the burrito? Yes. Such as burgers. Fajitas.
Fajitas.
What else? What else is better than the burrito? Chicken wings.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. This goes hard, probably.
We don't do this with any other food.
Don't lose your head. He's the one listing food.
You said they were dead. You said burritos are dead. They're done.
It's like gyros's. They're done as well.
No, they're not. You're wrong there, actually.
Gyros's are so done.
You just hate raps.
The amount of shit. Gyros's are done.
No.
Well,
come on, Ethan. Talk to me then.
No.
All right, listen, Joe. It's weighty. Is it good for you?
You just like it because it fills you up. Let's have it right. You're a big boy, you need feeding, like me.
Right.
And let's just say the burrito does fill you up nicely.
Well, that tastes fantastic. The meat, the cheese, the tangy sort of fresh vegetables in there. The floury, soft, chewy wrap. There's not too much rice in there. That's not a rice-heavy burrito. Because I wouldn't have brought it in if it was.
Oh, what did you say, Ethan?
Well, it's got quite a lot of rice in it.
It's got some rice in, but it's not like...
How much rice do you think it's got in it?
I don't know what that means.
300 grains.
Do you not like burritos? What the fuck is this?
No, I do.
It's not 2014 anymore, Joe. Grow up.
Listen. 9 out of 10, you have to be...
I'm just in a mood. I don't know what. I do, the burritos are...
For 9 out of 10, I think usually, and we always say this, when it comes out, when it's unveiled, you need to have that... Burritos. If people rewind, Joe, when you get the burrito out, everyone just
You weren't even excited.
I don't even know what that means.
You stop
how are you judging
you
that?
You can't just shoot me down by saying you don't know what it means.
How are you judging how
you go,
excited
whoa.
I am?
We all go, whoa.
I had a sense.
We all do a clap. Alright, let me role play. Right, here's what happens when I bring out a really nice 9 out of 10.
No,
give
an example.
The world's nicest food.
No, you have to give a specific one.
Roll clap. Whoa.
Give a specific one and then we'll see if it works.
All right, I've brought in the Levenshulme Bakery.
It is good, isn't it? It is good.
You didn't clap.
I didn't clap because I had a burrito in my hand. I'd have fucking burst it on the ceiling if I'd have clapped. I can't be doing that.
Getting lamb down for weeks.
Do you know what I mean? Lamb waterfall.
It's a good bite of food.
I'm sick of you.
It's a good bite of food.
Look at this.
And it's a nice lunch and it'll get you full.
It will.
Is it 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
I think maybe there's certain elements in there that are 9 out of 10, like the lamb. But can I say this as well?
Oh, yeah, go on.
And this is classic me.
Yeah.
I think there's too much salad options these days.
I think the only salad option is the word salad on this.
No, but like I went to a shawarma place the other day, mm-hmm. and it's by far the best shawarma I've ever had. At a place called Skew in Leeds. And he went, yeah, loads of salad out in front of it. And he went, do you know what? Can I recommend you something? Just go, onions and parsley, pickle, a little bit of lettuce. And do you know what it is? It's like the double cheeseburger,
yeah.
or the triple cheeseburger. Just go a little bit of diced onions, a couple of pickles, that's it. Let the meat do the talking. In there.
That's what you say. I've heard you say that through the wall when you're with Becky.
Yeah,
what does that
let
mean?
Let the meat do the talking. I'm gonna wrap this. In there.
A little bit of pickle.
Pickle. What do you mean through the wall? There's nothing next door, is there?
Not at your house.
What have you been for the other side?
I was in the garden.
You're in the garden?
Yeah, picking litter. It's become a council issue.
Yeah, I know it has.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a nice 7.5 out of 10. In fact, it's the most 7.5 out of 10 thing we've ever brought in.
Yeah. All right.
Isn't it, Ethan? Yeah.
No, you know what? He's right.
Oh!
First time we've agreed with him all day.
But listen.
And it's to kill me. I've got to say,
I think this is the best burrito I've ever had. It's fantastic.
But it's a 7 out of 10.
It's a brilliant burrito.
Best of something, it'd not be 10 out of 10.
He said it's brilliant. It's fantastic.
Even people are starting to
keep doing
think
this.
Even people
are
starting to
see your shtick, bitch.
No, listen.
Sorry.
Except
for calling you a bitch.
It's a burrito at the end of the day, but it's a brilliant one. The heat is fantastic. The lamb's delicious.
Yeah.
But that's all as far as I could go.
You're right.
Well, for me, Pancho's burrito in the Arndale. The lamb in particular, if you ever go in there, it's got a big reputation. The lamb is the one. The lamb is crucial.
The lamb was delicious.
The lamb is fantastic. For me, it's a 9 out of 10. For these guys, it's a 7.5. On average.
But we're being fair there, though.
Looking at an 8.
We're being fair. The burrito boys will be after us here, Ethan. People are starting to question your judgment at the minute, Ethan. A lot of people in the comments are really starting to question. Can I have a chip, see what it's like?
No.
I think they are, but fuck them, eh? Fuck them.
Sloppy Joe's 2.0. We've all lost our fucking minds. Can I have a crisp?
No.
Why?
Bit rude, aren't you?
No, I'm not rude to crisps. Crisps are great. Bloody hell, what's this? It's like poppadoms.
Pico de Gallo.
Pico de Gallo. Anyway, everyone, thank you very much for watching the first Tuesday episode of Sloppy Joe's 2.0.
Get your thoughts in on the burrito. Because that was a disgrace what those two have just done to that. One of the best foods on
the
market.
That's 9 out of 10.
Fuck off. All right, then, can I go in? Chips and salsa. Ethan, chips and salsa? No?
No, I think the shit. No, 2 out of 10. No.
Okay. Well, hold on.
2 say 9. Anyway. Chips and salsa in the 9 out of 10.
Right, everyone, we'll see you on Friday. Special guest.
Wait, Ethan.
Ta-ra.